The tournament. The oyster-crusted legs of the old wharf stood exposed at low tide. The boy had been drinking for hours before he dived out over the shallow water. "Idiot," his friends shouted, groggy with sun and beer. "Didn't you see the rocks?" They staggered over to the rail, just alert enough to look for signs of him surfacing. The morning had started dry and warm, ideal for Viking chess on the grass, the slight breeze off the sea too light to blow the throwing sticks off course. A day without rain at last. Mrs. Johnson had been up since dawn, making last-minute preparations. 24 players, 12 spectators, 10 children. The big garden absorbed them all. Behind the house stood tall karaka, kohikohi, and giant puriri. Below, a long flat lawn with spectacular views, the rugged volcanic range in the distance and morning sun glinting off the sea, that marvellous transparent blue, flecked with silver. Play started at 10 o'clock. The names of the teams were marked on an old blackboard. Brown and Sticky, Lob You Long Time, Sticky Fingers, Twigs in Space, Heart of Grass. Everyone helped put up the marquees, except the children, who vanished at the mention of work. The first two rounds went smoothly. The third dragged on in a stalemate. Mrs. Johnson had a lavish spread set out in the conservatory, with cake for afters. Everyone looked forward to the tournament. Mrs. Johnson's cream sponges were legend. The children arrived on cue and disappeared just as quickly with laden plates. No one minded, least of all Mrs. Johnson, who was partial to independent children. Play was well into the fifth round when Mr. Johnson burst onto the lawn, short of breath after his climb up from the wharf. "A boy's been hurt," he said. "Badly. I need a few of you to give me a hand. Meet me by the car. I'll get the first aid kit and..." His daughter interrupted him with a frown. "Our first day this summer with no rain. Our tournament day. There are always people down there fishing. Why us?" "He's badly hurt." "End of play till we've got him sorted." Her father turned back towards the driveway. Several men, glum-faced, followed. They'd planned an evening relaxing once play ended. "Why does he always spoil things?" the daughter said. Her mother gave her a sympathetic glance. Her husband must always do the right thing, even if it meant disrupting everyone else. "Poor boy," she said loudly. "Let's hope he recovers from whatever damage he's done himself." Attention turned to the best timing for a swim when the tide came in. In the meantime, cold drinks on the lawn. A few players slipped away to their tents. Nothing would happen to their children at the Johnsons. Let them wander and play. Where were the parents of the injured boy at the wharf, they wondered, as they drifted off to sleep.